a special performance tonight on the Billie Holiday Theater's YouTube channel. And one of those involved is the amazing actor Wendell Pierce, who, as you probably already know, is a huge jazz fan. I spoke with Wendell earlier this week. He was wearing his mask. Wendell, great to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, Doug.
So you're a part of the Billie Holiday Theater's presentation, its main stage, Fall 2020, online, 12 Angry Men and Women, The Weight of the Weight, in partnership with the New Press, a great cast that's been assembled, including Wendell Pierce. Yeah. And it's also at an incredible venue, too. Can you talk about, first of all, coming back to the Billie and the importance of where this will be taking place?
Well, the Billie Holiday Theater has had, you know, decades of theater connection to the community and really showing what theater is, which is the forum where we collectively come together as a community and reflect on who we are, where we want to go, and what our values are. And to come back to the Billie Holiday is always important to me, no matter how far and wide my commercial career takes me around the world. I always want to come back to a theater like the Billie Holiday, which is right in the heart of Bedford-Stuyvesant. And there on Fulton Street was the first Black Lives Matter mural painted in front of the theater. And it recognizes the many, many people who have lost their lives at the hands of police brutality. And that's what we wanted to do this presentation of 12 Angry Men and Women. We wanted to include the women because so many of their stories are not being heard. And so these are readings recanting police brutality and incidents that people have experienced and gone through. And we will be doing a live stream performance on that mural that is so reflective of so many people's lives who were lost, and also reflective of the role of the artists as making sure that their stories are not forgotten and make sure that their values, our values, are turned into action. That's the role of an artist, especially at a time of civil and social upheaval like right now. And I wanted to be a part of that. And so this is a monumental experience, because in this time of COVID, we have to do this live performance, and we're figuring out a way to do it with live streaming. So I'm very excited about it, Doug.
Renowned violinist Daniel Bernard Romain will be providing the music. Do you want to talk about the cast and talk about the synergy you have with them?
Yeah, well, I'm actually on my way as we speak to rehearsal right now. And I've known members of the cast for years. I actually studied at Juilliard with Lisa Arundel, and I've worked with Billy Jones, and this is my first time meeting him. So Billy and I actually worked at the Classical Theater of Harlem. He was just recently on Broadway in a Soldier's Play. So we are actors who are coming together at a time where the artist's voice has to be heard. We have to step up and actually engage what we do as artists even more, because what thoughts are to the individual, where you reflect on who you are and who you hope to be, your triumphs, your failures, that's what art is for the community as a whole. It's the place where we collectively come together and figure out what we're doing, what our values are, and then move people to the point of action. And that's my contribution to this social justice movement. And that's the role of the actor. And that's the role that we're all trying to play as we do 12 Angry Men and Women this Saturday.
It will take place Saturday at 8 p.m. There will be a quartet of New York Philharmonic musicians beginning at 7:30 with the reading at 8 o'clock. You know, you talk about how COVID has really affected a lot. It certainly has affected the jazz world, and I know you are close to that, not only portraying a trombonist in Treme, but you've done performances with various members of the Marsalis family, and just are a jazz fan. I'm sure Yes. You feel the hurt that they've gone through.
Oh, definitely. First of all, we lost one of the greats, Ellis Marsalis. He was a father to us all, not just to Winton and Bramford and Delphio and Jason and Boya and Ellis, all of his sons. But he was really, history will honor him because he really moved so many young artists and trained so many jazz musicians. And even as an actor, he had an impact on me. And we lost him to COVID. He was one of the first victims. And that was a true, true debilitating hurt. But from that, you know, we have to respond in kind. He gave us a legacy that we have to uphold. And, you know, I just finished the recording with Wynton, you know, the Ever Funky Lowdown, which was just released. And I'm honored to be a part of that. I've worked with Delphio and did an album with him. One of my first recordings was with Branford Marsalis on Scenes in the City. And Stanton Moore in New Orleans, we did an album together. So I've been working with a lot of musicians throughout my career, and it's been, I just try to keep it swinging, man, you know, just kind of trying to keep it swinging. But we now at this time with COVID, in the time of pandemic, this is when you have to go back to who you are, you know, and really, really be as authentic as possible and really express why you became an artist in the first place and what challenged us, the challenge that Ellis Marsalis gave to us when he said, be who you are and make your voice clear and heard and unique in the world so that we can have some sort of commentary about our humanity and this journey that we have in life. That's the role of an artist.
Those are saying Wendell Pierce, What a Performance, Death of a Salesman in London, The Wire, Treme, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and many other various performances that you've done. You're also known as having one of the most beautiful, deepest voices in the world. Did that come from Dad? And I know that you're thinking about Dad as you do this performance because you know what he faced in wartime.
Yeah, well, definitely. It came innately from my father, yes, and also from training, you know, at the New Orleans Center of Creative Arts and Juilliard, how to keep it going and keep the voice. But, you know, that's a part of the legacy that my father, I guess, has bestowed upon me. I'm very fortunate to have him with me still at 95. I get tested weekly so I can still engage him and make sure that I engage him. And I owe it to him to make sure that I exercise my right of self-determination and speak up against social injustice. That's what he fought for in World War II. He was fighting a double campaign of victory abroad and victory at home in the fascism and Jim Crow at home. And so with that gift that he gave me, I'm trying to exercise it now. And that's what being this artist and having this voice and literally and figuratively is about. And as I step on the Black Lives Matter mural this Saturday, give to the world in this live stream human stories of injustice, of police brutality, of lives lost, of micro and macro aggressions, and how we are going to change it. And we change it by making sure that these stories are clear and heard and that people's values are changed. And then we turn that into action by ending qualified immunity and putting cameras on police officers and changing policing and making that demand that we will not do that anymore. We deserve as a society and as a community, all of us, no matter who you are, to have a world that does not end with unjust murders of people on the street under the name of policing.
12 Angry Men and Women, The Weight of the Weight, in partnership with the New Press. It is this Saturday, beginning with a musical performance at 7:30 and the readings at 8 o'clock. The last question I have for you today, Wendell, because I know you're on your way and you're busy, is that how difficult is it doing a reading as compared to, you know, the full performance?
Well, you know, everything has different variables. I mean, we're going to be filmed. We're going to be outdoors. We're going to have music. We're going to have the scripts. We're going to be doing a readings, but it's about connecting to the audience in the best way that you can. Because of COVID, we're going to be filming and live streaming. I'm still and using technology to connect with people that way. The goal is to connect, and there are different ways to get to it, you know. Since I'm talking on WBGO, it makes me think of Sonny Rollins, how he walked the bridge for 2 years as he wanted to get his sound to the place that it wanted, that he wanted it to be. He showed a level of dedication and that it's seldom seen and seldom has been matched. And to think that he, at the height of his career, took a sabbatical and used to walk the bridges of New York playing his horn in the middle of the night for 2 years to get his sound to where it is. Just hearing that story connects to the listener before they even put the music on. They understand what that dedication is, and to understand what that the humanity that it takes for an artist to make that sort of dedication. And that's what it is when it comes to a reading. Whether it's a full performance and you see yourself in the world of the play, or just hear the stories of these human beings connecting to you and understanding, there but by the grace of God go I. Whether you see that in the theater or see it online in a live stream performance with these readings today, is about connecting to the audience that's most important. I would put this on par to the readings of the 92nd Street Y. It goes back to, you know, so many poets and writers who have read their work there, to the speeches of Cooper Union, going back to when, you know, this young lawyer from Illinois came here to speak against slavery, and that was Abraham Lincoln. We never heard that, but we are connected to the memory of what that was, because he gave a reading that spoke to the people that were there in attendance, who then recanted it to someone else, who passed it on to someone else, and it became historic. And so when you connect with people, that connection is so sturdy and so full that it can transcend how you give it and how you tell it, and even time and place. And so that's what we hope to do with readings this Saturday.
We certainly look forward to the Billie Holiday Theater's presentation of 12 Angry Men and Women, The Weight of the Weight, in partnership with the New Press, and obviously the performance of the amazing Wendell Pierce. Wendell, thanks so much. It's an honor to talk to you, and good luck with the performance and the rest of your career.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, Doug. Forgive me for screaming, but I just want to make sure you hear me through my mask. So I would love everybody to wear their mask and stay safe and be healthy.
The music begins at 7:30 this evening, and then the readings at 8 on the Billie Holiday Theater's YouTube channel.